Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
3, 2, 1, top. Allumage Vulcain. Allumage EAP, décollage. La propulsion est nominale.
Well, it blasted off from Kourou in French Guiana. It's called Juice and it's bound for the planet Jupiter. And space reporter Dr. Niamh Shaw is joining us from Mission Control in Darmstadt, Germany, to tell us more. Niamh, tell us a bit more about Juice and how long it's going to take to reach its destination.
Well, firstly, it's going to take 8 years to reach its destination, but JUICE is a mission from the European Space Agency, ESA, which has been many years in the planning, about 16 years in the planning, and it finally set off on its 16-year mission today, so it's right bang in the middle of it. It's a mission really for us to understand better these type of massive planets, in not only in our solar system, but right across the universe. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and it impacts all of us. It has a massive magnetic field and what's known as a magnetosphere around it, and it has 95 moons. We know some things about it because we have had missions to Jupiter before, but this is a mission that really wants to sit down and understand and characterise everything about Jupiter, its atmospheres, how the magnetic atmosphere works in its environment. And it actually has its own ring, these dusty rings with tiny moons above it. And then to really look into detail, three moons that orbit Jupiter, because they have potentially some of the characteristics to support life, and some of them are moons that are quite similar to Earth in its behaviour. It's believed that Ganymede, the largest of the moons of Jupiter and the largest moon in our solar system, may actually have oxygen on board. We know that there's potentially a below the surface, there's a salty ocean, which has the same amount of water in the ocean as the surface of Earth. And then another moon of Jupiter called Europa might actually have twice the amount of ocean on it as we have here on Earth. And so the mission is sort of twofold, to really understand those three moons and understand where did this water come from and what's it like, and to characterise the atmosphere of these moons as well as the atmosphere of Jupiter.
And 8 years, it's a phenomenal amount of time. Why does it take so long? And how much does a mission like this cost?
Firstly, the mission cost, I was just checking online, about 1.6 billion euro.
Wow.
I know. And how long it takes, it depends on... So if you think about it, Earth goes around the Sun and then Jupiter also goes around the Sun, but they're not like completely circular orbits around the Sun. They're known as elliptical. So sometimes it's closer to the Sun and further away, and Jupiter has a similar mission, a similar orbit. So sometimes Earth is closer to Jupiter on their orbits than others. So the distance between Earth and Jupiter goes between 365 million to about 968 million. This mission has been timed so that it takes 8 years to get to Jupiter, which is quite a short amount of time, and that doesn't happen by a load of fuel, because the more fuel you put up on a spacecraft, the heavier it gets, and everything about space travel is keep your mass as little as possible. So what it does is it uses planets along the way to kind of give it a bit of a push. So there's a few gravity assists, as they say, along the way to get it there in those 8 years.
And you're obviously there representing Ireland in Mission Control today, but what's the wider Irish involvement in this launch?
Well, we're very proud. There's a research institute on Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies, DIAS, in Dunsink. There is a research team there that are involved in particularly looking at the plasma radiation that comes from Jupiter along the way. And they're part of a big consortium across Europe. And basically, they'll be looking at radiation, not only just when it gets to Jupiter, but actually from the moment it leaves Earth, because it's going to be, the little spacecraft is going to be exposed to many, many amounts of radiation along the way. And so they'll be getting data and scientific information, and they're really especially interested in looking at the moons of Jupiter and then Jupiter itself. So they're involved in analysing that data, and so it's an exciting time. So they've got 16 years worth of work ahead of them.
Briefly, before I have to let you go, what are the possibilities of signs of life?
Well, that's the thing as well. That's a big part of what they're actually trying to characterise. They want to look at the oceans of these moons and these icy shells and what they're composed of and their surfaces. So some of the instruments on board are what's known as geophysical. So they're able to measure distances. They're able to put a radar down and understand what kind of surfaces there are or what are below the surfaces as well, and doing all these characteristics. Because with this water on these planets, what's the atmosphere like, and is there enough energy there to kickstart life? I mean, Earth is very dependent on the amount of light that it reaches. It's slightly different from Jupiter because it's much further away. But with all the radiation, maybe there are characteristics for life. So there's a lot of information coming down the line in the next 16 years.
It's fascinating. And with 8 years to go, we'll have lots of opportunities to come back and speak to you again about this. But for now, Space Reporter, Dr. Niamh Shaw, thanks for speaking to us.